We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Storms will continue to diminish over the Midwest this afternoon. Partly sunny skies will prevail this afternoon all across the region with temperatures quite warm. A cold front will push through Illinois tomorrow with chances of rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. High temperatures today will range from the low 80s across north central Wisconsin to the upper 90s across southwestern Missouri. Low temperatures tonight will range from the low 60s in northern Iowa to the low 70s across southern Missouri. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 88, the wind from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. The wind will be light and from the southeast. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Look for a high of 85 and a light southwest wind. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 67, the wind light and out of the south. Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 85 and a west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Monday, mostly sunny. Expect a high in the mid-80s. Monday night, mostly clear with a low in the low 80s. And out to Tuesday, partly sunny. We should see a high in the mid-80s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the upper 70s to the mid-80s. At Rockford, it was 82, 84 at O'Hare. In Bloomington, 85. Mattoon reported 79 degrees in a cloudy sky. Carbondale, 80. South Bend, 83. Lafayette, cloudy and 81. At Indianapolis, light rain, 79 degrees there at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, noon Central. Terre Haute reported a cloudy sky and 80 degrees. And at noon, it was cloudy at Willard Airport. The temperature 82, the dew point 71, giving us a heat index of 86. The relative humidity 69%, the wind out of the south at 8. The barometric pressure 29.92 and rising. And at 12:39, 85 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois.
Programs on WILL are made possible in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, inviting audiences to enjoy Krannert Uncorked, a weekly free wine tasting almost every Thursday at 5 p.m. in the lobby. More information is available at KrannertCenter.com.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. The Wesley Evening Food Pantry provides food and community resources to people in Champaign County. Located within the Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana, its mission is to supply people with a week's worth of food at the end of the month when paychecks and food stamps may be running low. It's open on the evening of the third Thursday of the month. The hours designed to be convenient for people with jobs and families with children in school. Yesterday was the third Thursday of August, and Illinois Public Media's Kimberly Cronick went to the pantry to learn how it works, who it serves, and the need that's out there. Hi, Kim.
Hello, Celeste.
Well, tell us about someone you met last night and how they had come to the pantry.
Well, I met a lot of people, and I just want to say when the pantry started out back in 2006, they were serving 1 to 200 people, Donna told me. In an email today, she told me last night they served 1,182 people. So there were a lot of people there. I wasn't able to talk to all of them, but I did talk with several people. We're there because we are going to be doing a story on the pantry for television. First of all, most people didn't want to be on tape. I did find someone who would, but all of them were willing to talk with me off camera, so to speak. I met a man who was 30-something. He was there with his girlfriend. He had been working in construction. He was getting $10 an hour. That work ended. Prior to that, he was working overnight at Walmart, stocking shelves at $9 an hour for 40 weeks. That ended. His girlfriend wasn't working. They had been living in a hotel at $260 a week. When he lost his job, they ended up homeless. They were living in their car for 2 weeks. He said, you know, when he's hungry, he comes there. And he was one of the people I met.
Hmm. The pantry's been around since 2006, and Donna, who you mentioned, is Donna Camp, and she's really the mover and shaker behind this whole effort. What kind of demand has the pantry seen over that period of time? And that story you just told, is that typical? Who is coming to the pantry?
It seemed very typical for the people I spoke with. Everyone I talked to had some kind of a job, and the need has grown. I mean, you see a wide variety of people. There were people who were retired. There were people of different races. There were people, there were children there. There's a daycare, and kids get free books if their parents or caregivers bring them. There were people who spoke Spanish, so they had an interpreter there. So this is a wide range of people. We had a mother there with three kids, or she has three kids. They weren't there. She heard about the food bank through another friend, and what is typical is people come in cars and they bring other people who need support as well. So she had brought some folks. Her name is Shaney. She's 35. She works 4 hours a day in child care. And that's not enough to feed her three kids. She's a divorced mom. So what she told me is she buys her meat at the grocery store, and she comes to Wesley for the sides, the vegetables, the cereal, the peanut butter, the mac and cheese. People are very friendly and treated her very well, and so that's why she comes back. And she was willing to talk on camera because she wants others in need to know this is a place they can go.
Yeah. Well, that stigma, and sometimes people are ashamed that they need a hand. And really, that shouldn't be the case. So it's nice to see that you've got a good place here and people are comfortable and they will go and they will come back.
That's the interesting thing. There are people who come back who need it. And she told me when they don't need it, they don't come. There's also, Donna said, about 50% of the people who come are there for the first time. And I did meet a woman who was there for the first time. She was a single mom with two kids, 9 and 6. She works two jobs. She heard about it through a friend who brought her there. She works a 6-day-a-week job in customer service in an office setting, and then she does waitressing. The father of her children stopped paying child support, and so she's in this position where she makes too much to qualify for SNAP, that's the food stamp program, but not enough to have enough food for her two kids and herself. So she came there to get the help that she needs, but it was very hard for her to come that first day, and she was anxious and nervous. And I told her there were volunteers there to help her go through the hallways where she could pick out as much food as she needed to fill those grocery bags. She loved the idea that she got to pick the food, but she was still a little bit intimidated. And Wesley has planned for all of that, all those situations. So she was feeling more comfortable.
1,000-plus people through there in the matter of a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
How does the pantry do it?
Well, they do it with the help of many volunteers. The Eastern Illinois Food Bank provides the food. The day before the pantry, the truck comes and volunteers unload it. They had fresh sweet corn and green peppers from the Student Sustainable Farm on campus. There was also sweet potatoes from the Eastern Illinois Food Bank there. Somebody had brought tomatoes. Just individuals had brought fresh produce. So it's a combination of getting food from the local food bank that serves this area, as well as other sources, fresh produce, as well as these volunteers who do this work beforehand, and then they're there the day of course. And they've been doing this for 5 years, and Donna said it's taken about 3 years to kind of perfect the system. It's a marvel. It's like a beehive. I mean, it's very well organized. They seem to have thought of just about everything.
Hmm. Do they welcome volunteers? It seems volunteers are critical to this effort. Are they in search of volunteers?
That's a great question. I think they need some volunteers. They always seem to need them, especially translators, for example. Donna wasn't sure there'd be translators there yesterday, but I saw 4 or 5 people with name tags, hablo español, so that was fine. I know they recently got a refrigerator to store. That was helpful. So I think they do. I think they have a good system to plug people in. I met two volunteers and talked with them. One was a student who found out about this opportunity through cuvolunteer.org. It's a new website. He's going to be a social worker, so he was helping people sign up for food stamps. They had two computers there that you could register people for food stamps. It's a much quicker process, they told me, than when you do the paper 14-page application. Another woman who was there with him, a retired social worker who doesn't go to the church, but heard about what Wesley does through newspaper accounts and things like that. So she came in. So I wasn't focused on that particular need, so I don't have an answer, but certainly Donna could be contacted about that.
Yeah. Well, WILL and Illinois Public Media have been learning about hunger and food insecurity since we began our community listening sessions a couple of years ago. And as a result, we're reporting on the issue. We're reporting back to the community what we're learning so that we're aware of what's going on. And as you mentioned, in November, we're planning some special programming for television, and it will also be on AM 580 and online. And speaking of online, this issue is also very much a part of our new website, Will Connect. Kimberly, what will people find there?
Well, if they go to willconnect.org, you can see different projects. There is a hunger project, and you'll see a calendar of events. The Wesley Evening Food Pantry is on there for next month. It'll be September 16th. There are also links to organizations, other food pantries. So if folks want to get some of this information, hear some of our reporting, and connect, they can do that there. If you have an event or a resource that the community might want to know about, you can email us, and we can also try to get that on the site.
And that's willconnect.org. Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kimberly Chronic. Next Tuesday, August 23rd, David Inge will have another conversation with University of Illinois President Michael Hogan. When he came to Urbana 1 year ago, the state was facing a fiscal crisis, and many were wondering whether the university could remain both competitive and affordable. David and the president will talk about some of the challenges of his first year and take your questions on a range of issues, including changes in administration, efforts to streamline operations, and the future of higher education. That's a conversation with Michael Hogan, Tuesday, August 23rd at 9 p.m. on WILL-TV and on WILL-AM.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Radio Maria in downtown Champaign. Along with their dinner menu, tapas is served every evening until 2 a.m. Lunch is also served on Friday from 10:30 to 2:30 and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Information on menus and wine and beer lists is at RadioMariaRestaurant.com.